Welcome to not really an episode.
Is it?
No, it's not. I've decided that it's not an episode.
Okay.
Look at this. Does this look like an episode to you? It's not going to be an episode. I hate to call it episode 93.
Okay.
This is just I don't know what the fuck this is, but yeah.
It's not a show number one?
It's not a show. Yeah, not a show number one. That's what we call it. This is in the what do they call it in comic books? Kingdom Come took place in it wasn't multiverse. What the fuck was it called?
Alternate universe?
Well, alternate universe, but they had a name for it.
Well, shit, dude, I don't know.
I can't remember what it is. Hopefully someone in the chat room will figure out what I'm trying to say. But 92A. Yeah, because I'd still love to talk about Charlie Duke. I would love to call this show number 92A. But this is not going to be a regular episode. The way things kind of fell, it just wasn't going to end up being that way. You know, James couldn't make the show tonight. He's working. He's running some other show. Dennis couldn't make it tonight. He's doing other things. Our show was taken off the air only for the fact that there's a basketball game in our usual time slot tonight. So many things happen to keep us from doing a show.
Oh, shit, there's basketball? Well, I got to go, listen to the game, then. You gotta go do this by yourself.
Basketball? Yeah.
Whatever.
So, yeah, anyway. That's what's going on, and like I said, I wrote that this was a show that almost didn't happen. Hand me my cell phone. I got to call Kevin. I got to get Kevin in on this conversation.
Yep.
I wanted to call him while we were on because I want people to hear that little thing that plays.
What little thing that plays?
That little thing that plays while you're waiting for Kevin to answer the phone. How long has it been since you've called Kevin?
I don't know that I've called Kevin.
You'll be witness to it then.
Okay.
So let's get him on the phone here. God, that is loud.
Yeah. So start dialing then.
Turn that down a little bit. Hold on. What? Let's try this.
Somebody's going to be able to play that back and figure out what his number is.
Yeah, well, whatever Rain Man figures
enough.
That out.
Yeah.
And they can do that. What? This should work. That's a weird ring.
That is a strange ring.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's you up? There?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
I don't know if anybody can hear him on the webcam, but yeah, they can hear him. We can hear you.
Oh, cool.
But, I called you while we were on the air because I wanted people to hear your little thing. You fucker.
Yeah.
Did you take it off before we called?
No. Did it just do a regular ring? Is that what it did?
It did a weird ring, but it just rang, that's all.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I did some changes, so,
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I had to get a little professional for a second.
No, you don't. If you were getting professional for a second, then we'd be upstairs doing this show.
Yeah. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. Now, anyway, what I was trying to get people... I should give out his number. Well, no, he changed it. There's this woman's voice who I thought it was his wife, but apparently it's not. But this girl says something like... She starts it off. She's something like, hey, Kevin's... What was it? Kevin's coming to the phone or Kevin's...
Yeah, dang, I did change that. Well, you got to set that for specific numbers. So you might be calling me from a different number than you were previously.
You know what? I am.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what'll do it, dude.
I wonder if it'll play while you're busy, while you're already on the line.
I don't know. Probably not.
Let's see.
Probably just that weird,
this
European
is stupid, but
sounding
let's
ring I got.
Right now, so hang on and enjoy this.
Oh, I guess
it works. She'll come back in a minute. It's got porno music on his phone. Come on.
Hey there. Kevin's getting to his phone right now, so hang on and enjoy this.
Okay, that's enough of that.
That's pretty cool.
I thought you guys would like that.
Yeah, the guys on the cam, they're trying to hear what the phone was. You'll have to download the show on iTunes to hear that.
Bounce-a-ka-pow-wow.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. Yeah, Kevin, so anyway, we were talking, before I got you on the phone, we were talking about how this show almost didn't happen. Seriously, at about 6:30 tonight, I was on a call with Jeremy over there and Kevin, who's on the phone now. Kevin, by the way, is our producer. He's the one that records the show every time we broadcast upstairs. He records
it. Well, I get it first.
Yeah. Huh?
Man, that thing's on my MP3 player before it even gets uploaded.
You're special. And
yeah.
He edits out all the commercials that are on and, you know, cleans it up and gets everything ready to go and then sends it to me and I attach the after show and do everything else that needs to be done and upload it. So, but yeah, Kevin's the guy that does all that, in case you're wondering. His name is Hoggy, H-A-W-G-G-Y, on both Evil Avatar as well as Xbox, the Xbox 360. That's his gamer tag.
Xbox Live.
Yeah, Xbox Live. So
yeah, until I get a PS3.
Well,
then it'll be on there too.
You know what? Somebody could have your name.
Oh man, why'd you have to put that in my head? Now I got to go out to the PSN network and get my damn name in already.
You might want to do that. So. But anyway, so I was on the phone with Kevin and Jeremy outside at about 6:30, and we're like, do we want to do a show tonight? Dennis is canceled. James can't make it. It's going to be me and Jeremy. We're not really known to talk too much or at least vocalize our opinions in such a manner as James does. And I guess, in a sense, we don't do it like Dennis does either. But yeah, so... We weren't sure if we were going to have a show tonight. We got to talking. We're like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just do it anyway. So this is where we're at. I'd love to go over the news, but it's such a jumbled mess for me right now. Again, last week was horrible.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, Monday was great, obviously. Talking to an astronaut can, you know, make any day great.
Oh, yeah.
You can't top that, man.
Shoot.
No. No, you can't.
But yeah, after that, the week just got incredibly busy for me.
Yeah.
I didn't leave work Friday night till like 9:40.
Wow.
45, something like that. But it was late, you know, today. You were here, and I was still wrapping things up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, it's just been busy, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down for whatever reason. Man, if this was my only job... If doing Evil Avatar Radio and collecting video game news throughout the week, if that's all I had to do and got paid for it, holy shit, that would be great. But it's not. I got a job. We all have other jobs.
Unfortunately.
Kevin, what do you do?
Yeah. I work at a print company.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah. But, yeah, that would be great, but it's not. We got other things going on. A lot of people probably can relate to that, so... But that's where we stand, and that's what's going on here. So, you know, let's go over the chat room real quick. I mean, there's not very many people there tonight because, again, this is one of our odd little shows.
Yeah, just a little off week.
It is.
We got rid of a couple guys.
Rogue Hunter's in the chat room. The Roadhead is in there. Tripe Red, BA Penguin, Mal Reynolds, also Straximus, Praying for Rain 7, Suave Peanut. Yes. Or Suave. Cavalier, H1PK. O is in there. Hippo. I don't know. What the fuck name is that? JDUB2009 is in there. Klunka is in there. And Disgustipated is also in the chat room as well. So thanks for joining us in the chat room tonight. Again, Agent Fox is in there. When the hell did he show up?
Since the last time you looked.
Do I need to... I don't see him over on the side. That's the problem.
Ah.
I still don't see him.
No, I don't see him either. That is pretty strange.
That's interesting. Let's see if I do this, what happens. Let's see if
you guys with your PCs.
He's still not over there. Huh. Oh, well. That's interesting. Anyway, so what's on your mind, Kevin?
You know what?
Other than the reefer.
Honestly, it's the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I'm, you know, hoping to see if they're going to shovel any more bullshit my way this show.
I shouldn't
complain that bad, man. It's not really that bad, but it kind of made me mad a little bit. Of course, they probably made a lot of people mad, but...
I haven't watched any of that, actually. It's only 9 episodes long, so I'm kind of waiting for it to be done, and I'll just pick it up on DVD or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
So you weren't, like, glued to your TV back when Band of Brothers was coming on, like, every week, right?
Oh, no, I was then, yeah. You got to understand, that's earlier. That's a lot of time earlier.
Yeah.
And
it is something different, so.
I don't know if I can even give that a chance, man.
What?
I have
you better not.
T2. I haven't seen T3, and I just can't get excited about Sarah Chronicles.
There's a lot, you know, I posted in the thread about the show. I was like, man, I like T3. And, you know, there's a lot of people who spit in my face because of that. Like,
I can't imagine liking anything else in that universe.
I like T3. Going back and watching it now, knowing that, you know, you're watching the fucking governor of California doing that shit, it kind of throws you off a bit. Because for whatever reason, yeah, he was all these great characters. Of course, he was also in Twins, and he was also in a couple other Kindergarten Cop and shitty films. But, you know, to look at him now, you don't think of, well, that's the Terminator guy, that's Conan or whatever. He's the fucking governor. That's all I see anymore when I see him. He's governor of California. And so it's kind of weird to watch him now, to go back and see those old roles and see him doing those things. It's like, what the fuck? He's the governor. What the hell is this? You know? I don't know. That's just me, though.
You know, I get a stick up my ass anytime the creator of something isn't involved with its continuation. So without, you know, James Cameron being, you know, involved in Terminator.
Did you see T3, Kevin?
Oh yeah.
What did you think?
Other than story content, I was not happy. I think I've only seen it once, and that's not normal because I think I've seen T2 like maybe 30 times. I've seen the first one like maybe, I don't know, 10.
But you liked the story that was in T3?
Yeah. They leave a lot of holes, and you know, and you're thinking, well, they're probably going to fill this up or fill that up. I mean, the presentation was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The Terminator was kind of sucky. I mean, I know they had to try something different, but I kind of compare it to Supergirl. You know what I mean?
I think I've seen that once.
Of course.
A long time ago.
You know, but it's really the story and the sci-fi-ness of it, you know, that's kind of got me wanting to see what they're doing with the show. And they've already broken, like, I don't know, two of their cardinal rules that have really just gotten under my skin. But no, I'm going to...
The television show? The television show? Or
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Again, here's... James and Dana were watching it. And they had some stuff to say about it. And God, if I can remember what the hell it was, because we had... It was like Saturday of... Not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. They were telling me about it. I was like, "Yeah, I've saved 3 episodes, but I deleted them earlier in the day." And they were saying, "Oh, we kind of like it," and you know, and they were going over some of the problems that the show has in a sense of like you said, breaking some rules here and there.
Yeah, but I mean, not just any rules, their own rules, ones that you know the original creators made. That man, that really gets under my skin when you break your own rules.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already understood that you're going to be breaking rules of what you're doing anyway, but when you kind of say one thing is one thing, I'll go ahead and be specific. Okay, these guys travel through time portals and stuff, right, because they're going back to kill John Connor.
Right.
Spoiler alert for anyone who's not a nerd. Anyway. there's nothing that's allowed to go through the portals that's dead.
Right.
And in the show, something dead goes through. And I'm like, okay, what's going on, man? I mean, that's like through? Telling me that the head of the Terminator on the very first show, on the premiere show.
That's right. From what James was telling me, he loses his head. And then, like, the entire rest of the episode is this headless body stomping around trying to, its mission objective was to find its head.
Yeah, and I mean, that's actually believable. The problem is something dead went through the portal.
Yeah, the entire reason they... Is this like a T-1000 or...?
Yeah. No, wait.
The entire reason T-1000...
I might have my time thing off. Not the liquid metal guy.
Oh, yeah. I think I misspoke, too. A T-100, whatever. The guy with all the metal in his body covered in flesh, right?
The regular cat that you're normally seeing, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Well, the entire reason the things were covered in flesh was because they couldn't get through there without the flesh, right? They had to be wrapped in living tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, good job.
This guy,
I feel vindicated then, because a lot of times I get turned off to something when the original creator's not involved, and I think I shouldn't feel that way, because I've, you know, watched continuations of a series by the original creator who went on to fuck it up. You know, George Lucas, Warren Spector, thanks a lot. And sometimes things do better without the, you know, the creator around to drag it down. But I feel vindicated in my decision not to watch. So
No, it would have pissed you off, dude. Trust me. Yeah. Actually, that made me think while you were saying that. What if somebody besides Hideo Kojima did MGS?
What?
I think it's probably about time that happened now, actually.
What? Say it again,
I'm
sorry.
If you're going to do anymore. Actually, I think they just should just retire the series, personally.
Oh.
Metal Gear Solid. I think Snake needs to die. I don't think that, you know, I think he's done enough. I feel sorry for him. He doesn't want to get drug into this shit over and over again. And I think the only fitting way for the guy to go out is to die.
Good point.
Saving the world, of course, you know.
Good point.
But die. He's not the kind of guy that can live happily by himself or with anybody else. He's, you know, only really at his best when he's saving the world. So I don't want to think about him sitting around getting old being a, you know, a miserable fucker.
The best. Dude, you just made me realize why there's a Rambo movie.
Ah.
Holy shit, I didn't think about it like that. Good point. But, yeah. I mean, we don't want to see our heroes, like, ragged and old, I guess, like, you know, Sean Connery and The Rock kind of thing.
I still say, I said it before, somebody was on a Michael Bay kick when they were talking about the return of, when they were going to remake Nightmare on Elm Street, and they were all crediting that to Michael Bay. It's not him. He's, like, doing production work, and it's his production company doing the remake that did the same remake as Texas Chainsaw and stuff like that. But, you know, I said it was a Michael Bay film that you last saw Sean Connery kick ass. Unless, of course, you count Entrapment, which I don't. And there was one other film that he was in after Entrapment, and I can't remember what it was called. But he didn't kick ass in it. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, so yeah, I think Sean Connery did great in The Rock, but I couldn't see him doing much else after that.
Yeah,
I can't picture him as, well, shit, I really can't picture him as an action star type of, you know.
No, not at all.
Maybe he could play Old Snake.
Well, it's got me thinking, what do you guys feel about the new indie movie?
Oh, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, that was his last film. Where we kind of played in the action role.
I never watched that.
It's probably good you didn't. I heard really bad things. And I saw it, and I really didn't like much of it either. Anyway, what were you saying?
He wanted to know what you thought of the new indie movie.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, concept.
Come on, man.
Look, I don't know, because...
How do you feel about another one being made?
I've loved all three. Loved all three films. So, in a sense, I'm like, well, they really can't go wrong. They'll do this one just as well. You know, they'll do this one just as good as the other three before it. I've loved all three. I'm partial to think that, you know, in my list of films, it would go Raiders, Crusade, Temple.
Yeah.
That's the way it would work for me. It's a lot like Back to the Future works for me. It's Back to the Future, Back to the Future 3, and then 2.
Really?
That's how... Well, I don't watch them in that order. Those are just how my favorites are laid out.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I was kind of across the board with that one.
That's how I feel. I never really liked the sequel for some reason. Never did, but I loved part three, and of course I loved part one as well. But as far as the new indie film, you know, here it's Evil Avatar Radio, and we sound like we're the movie guys.
Yeah.
No, Phil, we're not trying. Yeah, fuck. You took my first show. Now you're gonna come and take. No, not at all.
Especially not me. I hardly watch movies at all.
Yeah,
so.
True. You know, I think they'll do fine. I like the fact that they're kind of going back to Raiders. What with the warehouse and with, why is it that when a mic's in front of my face, I forget shit? What the hell is her name? Karen Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, going back to her and, you know, I don't know about LeBouf. LeBouf. whatever, Shia. I'm not sure on him yet. I'm not really sold on him yet, but we'll see. They've done good things so far, and I really my point is what I'm trying to say is I have no reason to think that they'll fail me. You know,
other than the fact that it's Steven Spielberg and George Lucas and their recent history.
But their recent history together has been good.
What was the last thing they did together?
Probably Crusade.
Well, that's kind of my point. It's been a while. And they've done a lot of really shitty stuff
separate,
since then.
Separate.
So,
putting
shit
them together,
plus shit equals
putting
great?
Them, right. Putting them together would mean you know, bad things. But I'm just saying, really the only thing...
The old shit sandwich, man.
You want,
it makes it better than just
glass
an open
of shit
face.
To wash down that shit sandwich, Scott?
They cancel each
exactly.
other out. That's what I'm saying. But no, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, as far as the indie films are concerned, I haven't been disappointed yet. So why should I be worried? Yeah, I mean...
You know what? I felt the exact same way when I saw the first trailer for Episode 1.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the
trailer for it? Yeah.
Yeah, the trailer? Oh, yeah.
We were all...
I meant to say what I said.
The trailer, man.
Well, I was jazzed to see something Star Wars on the screen, you know? But I wasn't necessarily like... But then again, I'm not as big a fan as that shit is, you know,
yeah.
A lot of people.
A lot of us.
A lot of you guys are. I mean, I was working at the theater. I'm not supposed to, but I've still got the reel, like the film reel of the first trailer for Phantom Menace. I've still got it. It's all rolled up. It's still got the Lucasfilm sticker on it because I never untaped it or anything. We were supposed to use them. Then we're supposed to take them off the reel, put them back in an envelope, and send them back to the film company. But I snagged one, and I've still got it. I've still got it. And it's like I said, it's never been. The tape has never been taken off. It's never been shown.
Man, you're just a pack rat, aren't you?
Not really. I was big into film, and I really still am. I worked in a theater, so I've got posters, I've got trailers all over the place. Just the reels, the film reels of trailers.
In all honesty, I can't imagine that the indie film will be as bad as the Star Wars movies were.
No, I neither I.
No,
I don't.
At
I don't
the same
think so
time,
either.
I find it hard to get my hopes up too high, but I don't think it'll be bad. I don't think it'll be great either, but I don't think it'll be bad.
Yeah, but. What was the recent? Obviously, we had recent disappointment with Star Wars. There was something else that was released that we were kind of. Well, you know, these film sequels, Pirates kept getting worse. Shrek
Matrix.
Kept getting worse. Matrix got worse. Spider-Man has got worse.
Spider-Man
two
bad.
Was okay.
Oh, Spider-Man yeah, I like
3
Spider-Man
just
2.
Fucking hit the Ugh. Toilet. Batman earlier, you know, the original little ever how many, the quad trilogy, whatever the fuck it was, those got worse as they went along and then redeemed themselves with something way later. So I don't know. You know, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, as far as what, Batman?
No, Indy.
I don't even think about it. I try not to. That's how I, you know, if you don't think about it, then you don't know what you're going to get. So if you're thinking, well, it's going to freaking suck. I thought the same thing about that with I Am Legend. I kind of thought it was going to suck, and I liked it. I thought it was pretty damn cool. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I want it to be cool, but I don't want to admit it, because if I do, then it might suck.
Right.
Well, here's what I'll say about it. So far from what I've seen, I look forward to the film. I like of the new indie film. So that I mean that's as far as I can say. Until something pops up, which I fucking Super Bowl and I didn't see a trailer for the film. I really thought I would see something during the Super Bowl. I thought that'd be perfect place to show a trailer. I mean, the fucking film comes out in May, and we haven't seen as so much as a teaser.
Now, do you watch the football, or do you just watch Super Bowl for the ads?
I watched football last night.
Do you?
Okay. I watched football last night. Normally, I watch it for the ads.
Yeah.
Normally, I could care less. And I hate to go into sports talk right now, but when you've got a team...
That was pretty good.
When you've got a team that's almost gone undefeated, that's got 18 wins under their belt, all they need is one more to have a record-breaking, history-making... Never been done before in the NFL, except for, like, the Dolphins in 73 or something like that, 72.
72 Dolphins.
Yeah, they went 17-0, won all their games, playoffs, Super Bowl, everything. And here are the Patriots about to do the same thing, although, you know, they've got 18 wins under their belt. They just need one more to do it, and it's the Super Bowl. And it doesn't happen? Well, nope. That made history in itself. Okay.
Well,
it was a history.
They were also the most hated. You got to factor that in.
I just
that's an opinion, but
you
know. I understand. No. I understand. There's people who the game. You know, some people just aren't into the game, and that's fine. Normally, I watch it for the ads. Last night, I watched it for football because the ads kind of sucked. The ads were kind of bad last night. But I was watching, especially when it got down to that fourth quarter. I was watching the game. Didn't care about everything else. So
yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about that. We can talk about basketball. If anybody wants to listen to basketball, like flip over to the stream.
You guys don't want me to start talking about basketball.
No, I don't. I didn't want you to start talking about the Super Bowl, but you brought it up, so that's fine.
No, that wasn't me. That was actually you. You were looking for a trailer.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Uh-huh.
He calls me on my shit.
Yeah.
Good going. Good job.
See, my problem was I started talking about TV stuff, and I guess I should have been talking about games.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, you still
steer the truck, would you?
You still play a lot of PC stuff, right?
Yeah, I used to. I was like, what was I doing? I was finishing up Stalker. I was playing some more X3, which is pretty cool. I want you to play that, man.
Man,
you might really like it.
I just saw like an announcement or something. Actually, yeah, it was on Evil Avatar that X3 Terran Conflict. Was announced, and I'm looking through the comments on that, and I really have to hold with a lot of the fuckers in that thread. They're like, I tried to play X2 or I tried to play X3, and I gave up after 45 minutes, an hour. Just I couldn't figure out what the fuck I was supposed to be doing. It was just really overwhelming. I mean, I love my space games, but I guess I love a little bit more action and a little bit less sim. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of sim. There's a lot of dynamic, economy going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I got to admit, like 80% of the time, I'm just buying stuff and selling it. That's really what I'm doing. I mean, I don't have to fly in the ship in order to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not shooting like I am when I'm playing Wing Commander or Star Lancer.
Yeah. I guess that's why I like it.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I have so little time these days for games. I want to like get in there and do something rather than just manipulate a bunch of numbers, which is why I guess I don't spend a lot of time in MMOs. I think 10 years ago, I would have jumped in X2 and X3 and had all the time in the world to dedicate to it. And in another 30 years, I'll probably be all over something like that. But right now, I just, between work and a kid and, getting married and wanting to have more kids, I don't have time to dedicate to something that in-depth, and I want my games to be a little bit, well, a lot more fast-paced. And
oh, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm the kid in the house anyway, so.
Yeah. Although, talking about space stuff and games, Sins of a Solar Empire is coming out pretty soon, right?
That they had that bait out for a good little while, didn't I? I want to say like 3 months or something.
I think they're in their fourth beta or something now. I may have read. I can't remember.
Oh, now do they still want you to pay to join in that, or
I don't know. I don't think you can just download it and play it. I think there is something you have to do to get into that, whether it's paying for it or what. I don't know. I mentioned like a week or two ago that I had lost all my enthusiasm for that, but then I started reading about it again. I guess I lost my enthusiasm because I realized that it was basically going to be, you start up a big fresh game with big fresh galaxy. There's not a lot of really any store. You just go and interact with all these different races and
and forces and stuff, and either do diplomacy or war, you know, resource gathering and stuff. And
yeah, that, you know, that's stuff I like that they call 4X now.
Yeah, I like to kind of have a story like in Homeworld to, you know, kind of follow along and stuff. So I lost some of my enthusiasm, but then I started reading again, and the idea of like playing with you or some other guys in this like big, I don't know, this big board-like game kind of thing, that, and you can save your multiplayer games and return to them later. That was I think a big deal to me.
What's your player cap, you know?
I don't know. I need to go look that up. But
I don't imagine it's all that low.
But something on that scale that we could save, you know, do a little bit of progress in an evening once a week or twice a week or once every other week, and save and come back to, you know, when time allows. I think I could really get into something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it seems like one of those games where you insert your own story.
Yeah.
And if you're playing it with your buddies, it makes it that much easier. Kind of, I don't know, like City of Heroes, but on a different level, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm willing to try it with...
You're thinking about jumping into?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I when I was looking at the screenies for it on the website, I was pretty jazzed up. It looked kind of hard to believe. Like, man, how are they going to do that? I mean, how's that going to work?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm from an older school of thought, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, right. What, that wheel's really going to work, you know. You got to use blocks, man. You know, I'm on that kind of thought pattern. But it looked really cool. It looked really ambitious.
Yeah.
And I almost reached for my freaking plastic when I saw that. Like, whoa, okay, I'll contribute to something like that, you know. I mean...
Oh, well, but, man, release date is today. Comes out today.
Ow.
Shit.
Oh, man.
What are we talking about?
Sins of a Solar Empire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, yeah. PC gaming, which is not me anymore.
Yeah, of course, you know, I'm probably going to have to boot into Windows to run the damn thing. Actually, I don't... Do I even still have a Windows partition? I don't know.
Oh, he got his laptop back.
Yeah. I'll have to check and see if I've still got a Windows partition. I don't know.
You get your laptop back, and
Well, either way, man,
I'm willing to try. How much is like $50, right?
Probably. I'll hit their website up and check real quick. Say how many players.
Well, actually, yeah, I'd play that.
PDA article.
Well, that's cool. I mean, as long as it's two, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, that's even something like, you know, Becky and I could sit down and play in the evenings together and, you know, do a little bit here, a little bit there, and have some fun with. And if we can get, you know, a third person in, like you or whoever, or even a fourth, yeah, I think that'd be a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't doubt it. It looked really cool. It looked like Homeworld stuck in, like, this old turn-based game I used to play on my PC called Stars, like really, really, really old. And I, like, chewed up most of my college life playing it, you know. And I don't know. It just made me think about that. I could burn a lot of hours doing that. Yeah. I mean, a whole lot.
The other thing that turned me off initially when I started reading about it was that it's kind of stuck on a 2D plane. They can move in 3D space, but they don't by default, and there's no tactical advantage to it. But then when I sat and thought about it, I realized that's probably more my play style now anyway, being that I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Something a little bit more straightforward would probably be... I'd be able to dedicate more time to. Or actually...
Now, did you...
play.
Did you finish Homeworld?
No, I never did. I want to say, I got to a mission where I was in a big minefield. And I was having to navigate through that, and I got my ass handed to me a couple of times, and I didn't go back to that.
Yeah.
I will at some point, but...
Oh, man, that was a cool game.
It's hard to play games on my PC, because I spend all day at work on this damn thing, and I get at home, and I don't want to be on it. I want to do something different, and, you know, it's a lot nicer to sit on my couch with a controller in my hand than have to deal with setting up something on my PC to play, and not really having anywhere to sit, you know, have to deal with a mouse and a keyboard controller. Yeah, I don't. It's not as relaxing, so I end up not doing it as much.
Hmm.
How do you deal with that?
That makes sense. I don't know. It's usually I'm for my real deep stuff. You know, like World War II Online.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm playing it, I'm actually not really relaxed. So.
Well, I guess that answers it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a pretty tense guy, man. You die pretty easy in that game, so you got to be on your P's, Q's, T's, I's, whatever.
Right.
It's just pretty tough. Learning curve is pretty damn serious. So, you know, I'm usually not relaxed, especially if I'm playing like Resident Evil or Condemned or Stalker or something like that. I'm, you know, I guess it kind of fits the pattern because, you know, it is more relaxing playing Skate or Test Drive Unlimited, but when I'm on my PC, dude, I'm pretty damn tense.
Yeah.
You've been playing a shitload of Test Drive.
Yeah, man, I got to make that, you know, that steering wheel work something. I let it sit there for a good little while after I got tired of Forza because it's freaking, speaking about tense, that shit's really damn tense. And I don't know, man, TDU is like, it's pretty damn relaxing. It's probably why I've played all the damn time. You know, it's not as... It's not like I'm going around a track with 8 computer players that never fuck up. You know, it's really more like riding around a damn city with a bunch of goobers that just want to race on the interstate with you all day.
Right, it's not Forza.
No, not at all. And it's pretty cool with my wheel, man. I don't know. I just wanted to put some miles on my wheel, you know, make it worth it, because I did kind of get it when it was a bit expensive.
Yeah, I kind of want to know how the wheel works out with Burnout Paradise. I mean, God, I'm not buying the wheel again, trust me. But
yeah.
I know that it works with Paradise, and I know that the developers were kind of concerned with that, because they're like, you know, normally you don't play this kind of game with a wheel. But apparently they made some adjustments with the controls whenever you do use the wheel. So I'm just kind of curious how that plays.
Yeah, I might check it out on the demo. I know when you're talking force feedback with the 360 controller and you try to compare it to the wheel, it's completely different. Because the wheel fights you, man. It's totally not the same thing. You wouldn't be able to use the wheel for a game it's not intended, you know what I mean? Because it's the way that the patterns that it does its thing, it's just really different. It's actually pretty damn intrusive. And that, I mean, that works well with simulators and stuff, but I was racing with this one guy, and he's like, man, you use a wheel? Shit. I mean, I didn't imagine you'd be able to have that kind of control. Like, well, you know, I mean, it's fucking tough, dude. When you skid out, it's pushing, you know what I mean? It's not like a regular old analog stick that never has any kind of resistance whatsoever. You know, it's always just free range, and when you're using a wheel, it's actually more punishing, but I don't know. I guess that's why I like it.
When are you going to get to play on your PC again?
I don't know, man. I really don't. I hadn't touched it in like a month. It got sick and stuff, and that was, man, I was just about to get the good ending for Stalker, because there's like I don't know, like 4 different endings, and you know, the better the ending, the more you gotta fucking work. And I was like on this last stage of that, and my computer just kind of started losing frames per second because I got some nasty stuff going on in there. So I don't know, man. Hopefully very soon, because I really want to finish that game and kill people.
Sins of a Solar Empire is $50 retail or $45 for download.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
I was curious, like, you know, I'm always curious about, like, people, I don't know any other than myself, other than, like, a few on Evil Avatar, but people that, like, try to balance out, you know, having kids and games. Are you, like, I'm going to have kids person or I'm not going to have kids person?
No, kids rock, man.
Yeah?
I probably will, but, okay. I mean, like, until then, it's pretty much, you know, I've taken the role of the youngest child in the house, which is perfect because, you know,
there's only two of you there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife raises me. She's still raising me. So it's not, you know, it's more or less like, you know, what I ask for, I get. You know, I was really big in the Skate demo, and when I came home, it was there waiting for me. So, yeah, you know. until we have kids, I'll just play the role. No big deal.
I love that. Your wife is raising you.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Hey, Kevin. You going on vacation anytime this year?
I might.
Where are you thinking about going?
Oh, man, where else would I go?
Here?
Oh, totally.
Okay, I didn't know if maybe PAX was in your future.
Whoa! Order. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a luscious order, but it's tall. I don't know if I could do that, dude.
I'm probably going to PAX this year. I'll probably be going by myself, but it looks like I'm probably going.
Listen, you need to if you're thinking about your vacation plans, and do you have family here?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that kind of changes things up. If you're only going to go 1 year in one place this year, don't fucking make it Alabama.
but well, man, you have no idea how bad I want to be in that studio.
Oh, well,
that's really what the trip would be for—to see you guys and be in the studio. I mean, my pops lives down there, but he's
Well, Scott's wanting to get something together to do from PAX.
Well, I want to do a show from PAX, yeah.
Wow.
I want to record. Yeah, I want to record.
And you're ambitious.
Well, first off, it's Evil Avatar's 10-year anniversary, and we're going to celebrate it at PAX. I want to, and we've talked about this before, and this is, you know how I am. It's like dream big and hope for the best. But, shit, that's how we started doing this show.
Yeah.
That's how we started being on the radio to begin with. But, yeah, it's, I want to be able to do the show there. I want to record it for a podcast. I don't want to record it for air because I can't rein in the mouths of everyone who's going to be there.
Right.
There's no way I can do that.
Even really want to try.
I don't even want to try because I want us to be in
water
our element.
It down too much.
Our element is, fucking using bad language for whatever reason. It's just natural talk. But so anyway, I want everybody who's there from Evil Avatar to be on the panel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have like a gigantic 3 or 4 tables set up where we're all fucking sitting there and have mics set up at certain positions so when people talk, everybody gets to hear what they're saying. And I just want us to shoot the shit and talk about video games, talk about PAX, talk about everything that's going on and have that as a show. But yeah, that's what I want to do. So, I mean, you want to reunite. I mean, shit, we'd love to have anytime you want to come down, dude. Come on down if you can make it. But
yeah,
if you can make it to PAX. That'd be great.
Are you still there, Kev?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you can make it down here, that's great. But if you can make it to PAX, that's awesome.
When's the date?
When's the date of PAX? It is. Yeah. It's Labor Day weekend. In other words, it's August. What? It's August 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Yeah.
And then September 1st, obviously, is on a Monday. And so, that day is pretty much off for everybody else. So it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Flights are pretty cheap right now. I'm telling you, I found a flight for like $400.
What? That isn't too bad.
No, it's cheaper. That's there and back, $400.
You already got your hotel reservations and everything?
I have not made my hotel reservations yet, but I will be doing so very, very soon because I want to make sure I get my hotel. I'm staying at the Sheraton, but, man, you can stay really anywhere.
Yeah. Of course, what fun would that be?
Would you go by yourself or would you bring the wife?
Oh, no, man. She's attached to my hip.
Okay. I'm just thinking of room situations, that's all.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Dude, she likes this stuff. As a matter of fact, she was talking to me. She was like, Psycho Boy took me off of his friends list. What's up with that? And I know you were probably, making room for, real gamers and stuff.
No. Don't say real gamers. Don't throw me under the bus. What the hell? I've never met your wife. I'm not afraid of her. But no.
Well, don't worry. I don't think she listens to the podcast. But.
Well, I've had to make some changes because I've had other people send me invites that kind of want to be on my friends list, mainly Burnout Paradise players.
Yeah, no, I understand, dude. Don't worry about explaining it. It's all right. Yeah. That guilty conscience shouldn't peck at you too long.
Well, no, I find room to take people off, and then I add them on. So, I think I've still. Do I still have Becky on, or have I taken her off yet? I think I still have Becky. I think I do.
Off of where?
Xbox Live.
I don't know.
I think I still got her on my friends list, but I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So I took her off. That's fine. I mean, what the hell was she playing with me?
No, I was just doing it to mess with you. Which I see it's working.
Which what? Oh yeah, it's working. Yeah, fuck you.
No, but she did feel the need to, you know, say something about it because she's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not cool enough because I don't play the games you guys play. But that's only because I bully the 360. I'm not very friendly with sharing it. So.
Yeah. Anyway, I would move on to news, but like I said, it's just been... my head's...
Well, what's interesting? Is there anything interesting in there?
Actually, it was kind of a slow week, but today's actually had a lot of news. I just don't know what.
Well, Valve announced that we're going to get more Portal.
There you go. Jump that
sure.
in there.
Yeah.
Man, who didn't see that coming, though, you know?
Well, you know, it's just exciting to, you know, for
well,
it to
see,
be confirmed.
It's exciting that it's confirmed, but now the worry starts. God, I hope it's as good as the first. Please don't fuck it up. That's what it turns
yeah.
into now.
Well, I mean, as successful it was, yeah, you knew there was going to be more, but... That they're when a company is ready to say yes, we're going to make more of this is an indicator of like kind of how far off it is because you always go through a period of we won't comment on any projects that may or may not be you know whatever. So it's always exciting when they say yes, you are getting more of that thing.
Yeah, it is. And what? I thought you said uh-oh.
No.
Oh, I thought maybe the cam.
I just kind of murmured and
murmured.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that's great. What else? There was Smash Brothers in Japan, so like
sold half a million copies
Fuck.
In a day.
500,000 in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand Halo did like a shit ton in one day, but
those fuckers know how to print money, man.
Yeah.
And they can't sell third party games on the Wii to save their life, but they don't really have to.
Apparently not, if you can pull off half a million in a day.
No.
I still haven't been drawn into the Wii's lore. I don't know what it is.
And
I think I'm just upset it doesn't look the way that I would want it to look. Not that I don't have anything, you know, against the system or anything. It just, I don't know. I'm a real girl about graphics. I guess I shouldn't be. Well, I'm part of the problem, aren't
well,
I?
I haven't joined the HD generation
Kinda.
Yet, so yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, you haven't jumped into that shit.
Yeah, when I finished Mass Effect on a VGA monitor, I was like, holy shit, this looks nice.
Yeah,
wow, man.
Really missing a lot.
When I first got my 360, I played it on my 19-inch monitor for a while,
yeah.
And I was really astounded by the frames per second graphics ratio. I was playing, I think it was Dead Rising, the beginning part when the guy's in the helicopter. And I was like, man... Why didn't I buy this like 2 years ago? Well, I guess a year and a half, to be honest. But yeah, man, it's pretty HD, dude.
Where are you at in Ohio?
Columbus.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna have someone in the chat room look for Columbus to Seattle flights and see what they're at right now.
Oh, man. Man, that sounds cool. I probably will go. If more of you
man, that
fuckers
would rock,
go then.
Have you out there with all of us.
Yeah. No, that would
so,
be fun.
Going back to the news, it was reported that Miyamoto's thinking about a Mario Galaxy sequel, which is fantastic because I haven't loved anything like that in a while. So I would love to dig into some more Galaxy fun.
Did you play Mario Sunshine?
Yes, but not for very long.
I did too, and same here. Not very long at all. Did you?
Yeah, for a little bit. Went to,
what was what I, game I, did you play a lot of on your GameCube?
GameCube?
Yeah.
Never had one of those.
Well, you know, Nintendo doesn't
never mind.
Really, Nintendo isn't often in a habit of cranking out sequels to a particular type of gameplay. They crank out sequels all the time. Like, there's tons of Mario games, but most of them don't really resemble each other. You know, there's...
Well, they change it up every... I mean...
Yeah. You know. I mean, like, Mario 3 was kind of a direct descendant of Mario 1, but 2 was completely different. And Mario World was a direct descendant of 1 and 3. But they never really made a spiritual successor to Mario World. But Mario World 2 was a completely different kind of game.
Now, but if you go look at Japan, though, didn't Super Mario 2 in Japan... Wasn't that...
Yeah, but do we have to make it that complicated?
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just
the
saying.
Lost Levels was... Yeah,
it was released, though.
Sequel, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Holy shit.
Good point. What?
Skybus. Skybus.com says $189 round trip for two people from Columbus to Seattle.
Aye. Man.
Not bad.
That sounds good. That sounds real good.
And I guess Galaxy was a gameplay sequel to... Mario 64, sort of. So,
which everyone hated.
Well, most people really liked Mario 64. I mean, I didn't, but I find I'm in the minority on that. So.
Oh man, I just gawked at it because I knew my video card couldn't do that yet. What was that? 96?
What was it?
Yeah, 96.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, my video card couldn't do that. I was kind of upset about that, man. That was like. When I go to my buddy's house, he had a NES, and I had a C64, and I'm like, oh, dude, fuck you, man. You got 16 colors. I got 4.
I was not ready to follow my Nintendo from taking the 2D classics into 3D at that time. I was not ready for that, so I missed out.
Oh, so you never, like, played GoldenEye in your living room?
No. No.
Damn. Well, I didn't.
That's not the sort of thing I'm talking about. But no, I didn't have a 64, so I didn't either. I didn't play GoldenEye.
I experienced GoldenEye from watching people play because it was a 4-player thing, and so I was over at some friend's apartment or whatever that was packed with people, and I was like, oh, what's this? They were playing Smash Brothers, and then they were playing GoldenEye, and like just raving about it, and it looked really good, but I don't think I ever got around to actually playing the game itself.
At that point in time, I couldn't have played a first-person shooter on a controller anyway.
It was rough. I mean, I fought through it, more or less for the graphics and the death animations, but yeah, it was pretty hard to do.
And some update on the prices. It looks around, it's definitely under $400. But some people have said that it looks like Priceline says $289, but I think that is per person.
Hmm. Okay, that's a lot more than what Skybus wants. Of course, I don't want to be in a converted Hawkeye, you know. I don't want propellers, man.
Well, the Skybus thing, I'm not sure. It says Skybus.com has it, but $150 for one person. I don't know if that's round trip or one way, so...
That's probably one way.
We're just, I put it out there in the chat room for people to find something for you, and this is what they're getting me back on. You ultimately need to check it out for yourself, but it looks pretty good for both of you going.
Well, sweet, yeah. Check it out and see if I can get Matt to go.
I don't know.
Matt's got a long
way to travel. Well, does he?
To get to Seattle. He's in Korea now, right?
Yeah, but I...
He just crosses the ocean. There he is.
I can't remember when he's coming back.
I don't know when he's coming back either.
But he said he's got some goodies for me, man. He called me like last week and he left a voicemail. He said he snagged a flare from an F-16 for me.
Nice.
Nice.
You know, so if you're listening, dude, thanks, bro. That's like, oh, man. You have no idea. I don't even, man, that is really cool, dude.
He brought me, I'm not supposed to say what he brought me. He was like, technically, you're not supposed to have this. So I won't say it, but it was big. I'll take a picture of it. Well, no.
Oh, go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Yeah, man, he listens to the show, and they filter that shit so tight over there. I want you
to okay, that's
trouble.
Right.
Oops.
Right.
Okay.
Well, he gave me something big, too, damn it. So, brag about that. That's fucking cool, man. My homie works around modern aircraft.
Never mind. Skybus. Forget the Skybus thing. Apparently, Skybus is from Columbus to L.A.
Well, that's not so good.
Of course, I don't know. Maybe you can pick a connecting flight from L.A. to Seattle, but, who knows.
Oh, man. Whew. hang around at LAX for a little while. It's probably worse than Fulton County Airport, man.
I don't know.
Oh, you think Atlanta Airport's worse than L.A.?
I try not to go through Atlanta anymore. Once I discovered that there are other airlines than Delta, I realized I didn't have to go through. I didn't realize I didn't have to go through Atlanta as much. I can go through Houston now.
Oh,
that's how I got to San Francisco. Only for the fact they booked me on Delta, but Delta had a delay, so I had to go Continental. And so instead of Atlanta, I was going to Houston, and went through Houston, had no problem, and then there, coming back, different story. I came back on. Well, I think it was a Continental flight coming back, or was it Delta? No, it was Delta coming back. On Delta, I came back, and they took me to Atlanta, where I was delayed.
Ooh.
Almost didn't catch a flight home, actually, because of so much of a delay. So, yeah, if I can avoid Atlanta, I do.
Yeah, it's not a fun place. Not very fun.
Yeah.
Jeremy, are you taking everybody with you to PAX?
No, it's just me.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't afford to both go, so I'm just going.
She cool with that then?
Oh yeah.
All right. So what? You want to split a room?
Yeah. Well, she went off to Dragon Con by herself once, and she actually suggested before I ever brought it up that maybe I should, you know, go by myself.
No, that's really good that we're splitting a room. I priced the room. Yeah, it's really good we're splitting a room. In fact, Kevin, if you go, we need to split some more.
Yeah, I'm all for that, man. Kevin was there on that E3 trip where we were five people to a room.
I don't know if I want to do that.
No, wait, you weren't there on that, were you?
No, I didn't.
No, that's right. It was...
I didn't make it, man. You guys left
it was,
me.
But you were the one guy that didn't go.
Yeah, that was the... Man, that stunk.
Why didn't
work
you go?
There when you guys were gone. Well, I just, you know... I think it was really that I was more or less like... locked into something else, and you know, most of you guys went for the hype of a lot of the console stuff, and that was before I bit the bullet and bought a PlayStation.
Yeah.
So you know, it was. I don't know. I think it was a bit of rebellion. Plus, I didn't really, you know. Well, yeah, it was, man. I mean, dude, when I met James, he like totally wouldn't even go near the wall of games that PCs, you know, the PC games were at. You know.
Right. Right.
Total PlayStation dude. And
that's
when
amazing
we started
to think about. Because we walk into game stores now and we're kind of, you know, we're like that Indian looking at the land with a tear coming down his cheek from seeing the PC titles, relegated to this little bitty space in the middle of the floor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is heartbreaking. I don't like to look at it either. But, I mean, you know.
Oh, Rogue Hunter, and for anybody else, Rogue Hunter suggests going to kayak.com for searches for travel sites and airlines and stuff.
It searches all the... It's kind of like a Google... Or what was it? Dogpile?
Yeah.
Used to do that? It's one of those search engines that searches those like price lines and orbits and travelocities.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so
okay.
You tell it what you want, and it goes to all these different places and gets you the prices from all of those. So...
All right, sweet. Yeah, I'll check that out. Thanks, Rogue.
Cool. But yeah, he also posted a link, which really isn't useful to you.
Well, no, not right now.
So your problem with the PC, all you need is a fan, I thought, right?
Yeah, my fan and heatsink, excuse me, they're like locked on to, you know, they're braced to your motherboard.
Right.
And, man, my computer's old, dude. I had it for like 3.5 years. And I noticed that the top two braces were broken. And I was like, you know, we'll be all right. And then a third one broke, and my housing fell on my video card while my PC was on. So, yeah, that's all it is. I was telling James earlier I might, like, get some big, fat, red industrial rubber band and wrap it around the back and just deal with it. But, yeah, I don't know. I might just need to get a new MOBO. I know they're out there on the cheap, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, part of the problem, if you're like me, man, I was looking at getting a new motherboard for my what used to be my PC. Now it's turned into the, torrenting/Myth TV box. It acts kind of like a TiVo. I wanted to get something that had more SATA connectors on it, but I didn't want to replace, like, my CPU and my RAM and everything else. man.
Right, yeah.
You can't find motherboards for my old Northwood Pentium 4 processor for, you know, a decent price anymore. There's only a handful out there, and if I did find one that had all the SATA connectors I wanted, I might as well just buy a whole new rig.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Gee, that rubber band idea is looking better all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I've got. I got a, you know, P426. Man, this thing's freaking old.
Yeah.
You know, I got, like, a couple of SATAs on there, my SATA drive. I love that, you know. And I paid kind of an arm and a leg for the RAM, so I really just want to go ahead and, you know, keep my present stuff. Because if I try to, you know, if I wake up one day and be like, oh, I want to play Crysis, then you're talking like a complete gut overhaul. Heck, I'm not even sure the MOBO would fit in my box. And, you know,
yeah,
I'm not putting anything in there that doesn't fit in that box. I'm not getting a new box.
No kidding. Well, you got a standard ATX case, right? Full size?
Yeah.
That's still pretty much what goes in there, man.
Is it sweet? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember they changed that shit on me back when I think I had I had one of those AMD K6s.
Oh, yeah. I remember that thing.
Yeah, man. And I'm looking at you guys' monitors like, dude, my shit doesn't move like that. So, you know, I was like, hey, Pop, man, I want to get a new board and stuff. And he's like, well, you got to get a new case, and you got to get this, and you got to get that. And I'm like, dude, I know you got some of that in your closet, man. Give it up, you know.
Yeah.
It was a real pain in the butt. But
You know what the worst thing for me was about going from AT cases to ATX cases? I hated soft power switches. I despised them. It's kind of funny
looking
back, you know, kind of a stupid little thing like that. But I liked the big ka-thunk when I would hit my power button, and that was it. Power was gone. It was dead. I hated that if Windows locked up, I might have to actually hold my power button in for 5 seconds to shut my computer off. It was like losing a degree of control, and back then that was a huge deal for me. I despised my ATX case.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel you, man. I remember the first time I saw somebody, like, turn their computer off through the software.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Isn't it supposed to be telling you to turn your box off?
Yeah.
You know, what did it cut off for? As a matter of fact, dude, I remember we had a LAN party.
Yes, Dirty Dan and I did have a PC with a turbo button.
I had one of those.
My 486 DX.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, you had to hit that turbo to make it 25.
Yeah, the turbo button on mine, I don't know if it ever actually functioned.
Turbo button, what the fuck does it do?
Well, what they did was basically, it wasn't a turbo button, it was a slowdown button, because you never, like, turned it on to go faster, you turned it off to go slower.
And, right.
In the days when software was sometimes programmed around the speed of your system clock, if you had old software, then you might need to slow your computer down to run it at the proper speed. So, yeah, sometimes that was a thing. Turn the turbo off to run older software. But I don't remember if mine actually functioned or not. I know it lit up and you know, would light off, but can't remember if it actually slowed my machine down or not now.
Well, I wouldn't, you know. I always had that thing on, so, you know.
It did on most people's, but I can't remember if mine did. Anyway, I just stopped talking about that.
That's fine. No problem in talking about that.
But just to kind of go back on that, dude, I remember we were at a LAN party. I can't remember what we were going to play. I think we were going to play Counter-Strike. And, like, my box wouldn't come on. And that was pretty much because the soft switch had been shorted out. You don't remember that, Germ?
God, I remember things like that happening. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I got to give you credit for that because a lot of that did happen.
Yeah.
A lot of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I should have gone to E3, but you know, I was too busy revolting against the console until I got absorbed by MGS and Gran Turismo, and you know. After that, I kind of gave it up for a little bit because a lot of the stuff that I was really wanting to play was on PC, and I spent so much time getting my PC up to be able to play it.
I got asked if I wanted an invite to this year's E3.
Really?
One of the studios, I guess, that we had interviewed or did something with. Well, I know exactly what studio it was. I'm just, whatever, for whatever reason, I'm refusing not to say, because I don't know if that'll...
You're refusing not to say?
It'll hinder my chances.
You're refusing to say.
I'm refusing to say, yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you! Fuck my stupidity, and fuck you for calling me on it.
Come on, man. In my position, you'd do it.
Not
really. Yeah,
I don't know. Well,
it's too much fun not to. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's understandable.
So anyway...
Are you going to go?
If they send me an invite, yeah. I've never been to an E3 before.
Well, you still won't have been to an E3.
Well, I won't to... I've never been to an E3 from what it
You've
was.
You've been
no.
to a new E3. Yeah.
Still, it's an E3.
And that's
I'd like
fine.
To say I could go.
Yeah. I'm not like... I'm just saying I hate that experience is now gone. Not really, because now we got PAX, and I really think that's
PAX,
superior.
Man.
So.
Fuck. I've never been to an E3. And I've been to a PAX, and it was great.
Well,
God damn, was that fun! I didn't play many games, but it was just that whole hanging out with people who did. The Omegathon was great. Yeah. Seeing Jonathan Colton was great.
If you can experience PAX, I don't think you really missed anything by missing E3.
Yeah,
no, not really.
So yeah, it was that was a great experience. And just even those little outside experience that you have. We were, you know, fuck, we went over to a game called, we went over to a bar called Shorty's in Seattle. And it is this hole-in-the-wall dive of a place that serves like hot dogs and hamburgers. But in the back of the room, it's fucking wall-to-wall lined with pinball machines.
Uh-oh.
Old pinball machines, brand new pinball machines. They've got some retro arcade cabinets in there with Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and all sorts of different stuff in there. And but damn, it was fun. So we're walking back. The group of us, or the group walking over there, might be who was in the chat room a couple of days hitting on my mom. He was crossing the street, and we see this truck coming. Now, when we look, this truck's way off, but we're like, we're going to wait for it. But he runs out into the road. He's like, okay, I can make this. Well, we're like, oh, okay, you're going to do this. So we look again at this truck, and motherfuckers picked up speed, and it was a lot closer than we thought. I swear to God, he was so fucking close to getting hit by this truck. Guy did not slow down whatsoever. Holy shit, that was fun. So we go to Shorty's. We're coming back. We're walking back, and there's this, like, I wouldn't say it's not a nudie bar. It's a fucking, you know, it's a strip joint. It starts off as an adult store at the front of it, but then you go upstairs and it's like, you know, strip joint, serving beer and watching women take off their clothes. And so we're all debating on whether or not we should go into this. Some of us, well, I didn't go in. Well, we got up to the front of the door and it's like $20 to get in. We're like, fuck that. We turn around and walk out. Some of us went in. But anyway, so me and Eric, who's Bone on Evil Avatar, we don't go in. There's a bunch of other people with us. Vim Slipstream is there. I'm going to fuck up his name, but then again, when don't I? Goromon, I believe, was there with us. And a couple others, and if I'm forgetting your name, I apologize. So we're walking back, and this homeless dude, or this vagrant, whatever, he starts looking at Eric, and he's like, Jacob! Or no, what does he say? He just says a name. He says Jacob. And Eric decides to talk to this man. Because apparently he's from Austin and he knows how to deal with these people. Apparently. My dealing with them is like, your name's not Jacob, keep walking.
Right.
But he's like, how's that working out for you? You know? And the guy's like, what? And he's like, you know what you're doing. You're just saying a name at random and hoping somebody hears so you can grab their attention. And so then this guy just starts going off on him saying all these crazy things. the main one is like, Jacob, stop playing my instruments. What the fuck instruments are you talking about? You know, there's just, he's like, yeah, I seen you down there playing my instruments. Don't be playing my instruments anymore. I don't know. It's all this other. He could tell the story so much better. But again, it was an experience we had. Whole lot of fun. Really, it was tons of fun because most of us are like, let's just keep walking, man. Let's just keep going, because they start to get in this argument.
Yeah.
And this is a scary-looking dude. But yeah, they started getting this weird... I don't know. It was... Yeah. It was... Yeah. But it was still fun. It was one of those moments that you have. And it was great. And so, yeah, I'm hoping that a lot of us get to go, and I hope there's a lot of EVAP people there this year, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hope you can
be.
Make it. Sorry I went off on a tangent.
Whatever, man. It's a hybrid show after show thing, so.
Yeah.
In that vein, I still got some news I wanted to talk about.
What do you got, Jerem?
Man, like, I don't really have that much to say about it, but I would feel really, really bad if I didn't say something about Sega Master System games coming to the Virtual Console.
Oh, you wanted to talk about that last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't buy things.
We had a guy that went to the moon on the show. Fuck you and your Sega Master System.
Well, that's why I didn't say anything about it, man. How do you bring that up?
I know, I understand.
So... And now, I'm not the kind of guy that buys anything on the Virtual Console. But, man, I had a lot of fun on my friend's Sega Master System. Alex Kidd in Miracle World. I could almost buy that on the Sega Master System, if not just to, like, cast my vote for, you know, hey, man, look at how cool this was, and maybe get some more attention to something like that. It's like getting Sega to look at it. I don't know what they do. I don't know that you could do anything with Alex Kidd anymore. I don't think you can, but that was a lot of fun. And
man, I didn't spend that much time with those things.
I'm just really glad that library of games is now going to be open up to people that you know, may not have been able to access it before or didn't have
or
the
don't
chance to.
Use emulators. Yeah. Like some of us who want to play fucking Sonic and not pay 800 damn points for it.
Right, right. And there was something about, what was it? EA said something about, or maybe it wasn't EA, it was Criterion commented on the burnout in the hard drive.
I didn't read it, but yeah.
So you didn't read it.
I didn't read the story.
I figured
well,
you'd be the guy to...
No, I don't care. No. I've got a hard drive, what do I care?
But it is kind of a big deal, because it's, what, the first non-MMO to require a hard drive for something?
Breaks their code, man.
Yeah?
It breaks their whole, you can play any game you want to. You can experience everything. You don't even need a hard drive. You do.
Yeah.
But I thought...
Man, that is a they said code they were looking, to be broken, man.
Do what?
That is a code to be broken, man.
Well, God, you know, fuck. I can tell you this. If they could go back now and change that and just put a hard drive in, I think they would have.
Yeah.
I think, but what's happened is that, you know, well, we've stuck our foot in this shit, so we need to keep walking through it.
Yeah,
you know, we can't backtrack now.
It's
we've
some
come
deep
too
shit,
far.
Man.
You know, every fucking A. God, stupid move.
Because things would be so much better if you just expected a hard drive. I know, but there are an awful lot of people out there that don't have one. I don't know any of these people, but
yeah,
they're out there, and I don't. As a company, I don't know how you handle that.
And Sony's approach to it is just, you know, more salt in the wound, really.
Well, you know, Sony didn't have a hard drive in the PS2. It was kind of like they switched roles for a second, you know? Well, they kind of did. If you look at it, PS2 was tiny, Xbox was gigantic. And I'm not talking about popularity, I'm talking about the size of the system itself.
Oh, yeah, totally. By the time they slimmed the PS2 down, oh, yeah.
Well, even as it was, even the original PS2 was nowhere near the size of the Xbox. That thing was fucking huge. And so then the next generation comes out, and the Xbox 360 kind of gets an overhaul and is smaller than the original Xbox, and the PS3 turns into the behemoth.
Mm.
That thing's huge. It's really, really big. So look at last generation, PS2 doesn't have a hard drive, Xbox does. Look at this generation, PS3 has a hard drive, Xbox 360, optional.
Yeah.
You know? They switch that around a little bit. And then you look at, again, popularity of the PS3, not as popular as the 360. Whereas before, it was PS2, great and awesome, Xbox, not as good.
Right.
I mean, not as many, you know, there were so many more people had a PS2 than they did an Xbox. But, you know, it's kind of changed if you look at just the next generation itself. But, I don't know, it's kind of weird how that happened. But still, I think that, I think it should be required from now on. Hard drive in your console.
Well, I don't see how they'd be able to keep up with what they're doing if they don't do that.
You know, the next iteration of these things, everybody's, you know, hard drive, put a hard drive in there. That's my thought, so...
Is it about the time to start thinking about what they're going to do next generation?
I don't know.
I guarantee you they already are.
Well, are they?
Yes.
I'm kind of wondering if it's going to, if the life, what's the lifespan, 5 years?
Yeah, typically.
Isn't it usually every 5 years?
Yes, unless, well, it depends on how you count it, because, you know, a lot of people are out there on the PS3 is going to have a 10-year lifespan. But it's only going to have a 10-year lifespan if the PS2 currently has an 8-year lifespan. Yes, they're still making PS2 games, but really, is it relevant anymore? No. And so, yeah, the PS3 may be around for 10 years, but the PS4 will be out long before that. I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever that it will be surpassed by Sony's next system before that hypothetical 10-year lifespan is up and made completely irrelevant to the people listening to this, you know, podcast.
Yeah.
So, now, but as time goes on, I'm really... really becoming envious of, since I don't have a PS3, of the way Sony, you know, handled the PS3.
Oh yeah,
because we're now starting to run into the shortcomings of the 360. You know, not everybody has a hard drive, and that's starting to really bite development in the ass. And I think in another year or two, DVDs versus Blu-ray as a storage media in terms of space is going to, you know, start really making a difference. So, the only thing, like, really tying me to my 360, though, is my live friends list, you know?
There is some, there, you know...
And that's not easy to replace.
It's not.
It's a big incentive to, you know...
Actually, right now, it is kind of easy, because there's not a lot of people with a PS3. So, yeah. As soon as you put your name out there, I got a PS3 now, it's like, add, you know, people will add you, because they don't have very many people to add.
Yeah.
So it's easy to kind of catch up with that. But yeah, you can't. There's some people you can't replace on there because they don't have a PS3. There's also the user interface, the way that that dashboard is integrated into the games almost, in a mm-hmm. sense that you can always access it whenever you want to. Can't do that with a PS3. If I'm playing a game on the 360, I can hit my guide button and see what everybody else is playing. If I'm playing a game on the PS3, I can't do that. I can't access the dash in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yet. They're working on that.
Yeah.
Man.
It's still got a little bit of catching up to do on the online area. But it'd be nice if I could have, you know, the same experience on the PS3.
The limit, I think.
And have the superior hardware and not have to pay, you know, a yearly fee.
Yeah, the limit on the PS3 is 50 people right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not much.
Well, you think it's not much, but I probably have 20, maybe.
Is that all?
Yeah. Not very many.
I got a lot more than that.
Oh, on my PS3.
Oh, on your PS3.
I've hit my limit on the 360.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier.
Man, that's pretty easy to do.
It can't, once you join Evil Avatar, man, that thing exploded for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I got like 40 of those guys.
Worth playing with anyway, right?
Well, yeah. Once I discovered the benefits of playing with people you know,
mm-hmm.
so much better. So, God, it's great. So,
speaking of that, are we ever going to get back to COD 4? I mean, we kind of laid it down for a little bit.
I'm waiting for the fucking patch.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that for a while.
I know. I'm still waiting. Fuck, the PC version's gotten a couple of patches, new maps. All sorts of shit, but you're still waiting for that 360 patch to come down.
Hmm.
Taking forever.
It kind of makes me feel good that the PC version is getting more love. Then again, it makes sense. It's iWard. They made the first one, right?
Infinity Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They made the first one, and they made the second one.
Yeah. They did not make the third one.
Ah, okay.
They made the first two.
And they won't be making the fifth, from what I
understand.
They
will not be making the fifth.
Right.
Yeah, I was listening to that on you guys' last podcast. I was kind of worried about that.
They're going to turn it into a yearly franchise, is why.
Well, yeah, Agort says that the new maps that are coming out for the 360, which it was announced today, I believe, the 360 and the PS3, and I think the PC, maybe not. We'll be getting new maps. He says that a patch may be included with those maps, and I don't know when the maps are coming. So, but yeah.
Mm.
And if they patch it, that's great. I'll definitely get back into it. I miss it. I really do. But you know what I don't miss? Having to put up with all the shit I had to put up with while I was playing that.
Yeah.
the continued problems. Like, you know, we'd all be in the lobby, and then it would jump to the game getting prepared to launch on the level, and some of us wouldn't be there. We'd have to jump back out, and we'd have to do this time and time again. It was getting frustrated. I mean,
well, I hope they patch it soon, because there's been a couple of times it's almost gone on my eBay list.
Yeah, and then there was the host problem. Anytime the host would drop, you're gone.
Yeah.
They wouldn't migrate the host to the next, you know, the next player that could sustain the room.
I hadn't played it in forever.
And they're talking about putting that. There was tons of patch notes that came out of here's what we're going to do. And you'll be. Yeah. And then, of course, they said, you'll get this before the end of December. You'll get this before the year's out. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So... Jeez. I don't know, man.
Well, what if Vegas 2 comes out before we get the patch?
It very well might, but, you know, I'll be playing Vegas 2 then.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun in Vegas, man.
Oh, I had tons of fun with Vegas. It looks like, from what I read, though, and from what I've seen or listened to or something, it looks like Vegas 2 will have co-op, but it looks like it's only going to have two-player co-op.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, that's perfect for four-player co-op.
Yeah, it's pretty damn easy to find a couple other blokes to play with you. I don't know why they would shorten that.
Looks like that stinks. Room stopped.
Did it?
Yeah.
It's working for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Which one are you looking at? Room or the cam? Yeah, the cam's not broadcasting for me.
Right. I don't know why. It's not locked up on me.
So what was Dennis so occupied with that he couldn't join us tonight?
Sounded like some sort of...
Sounded like a situation.
Yeah.
We got a situation.
All right, you guys work on that.
No. I was talking about Dennis. It was a situation.
Oh! Well, yeah. I guess he'll have to work on that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he posted in the thread. Something about he's got a situation with Teresa parents or something like that that he had to take care of. So, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really sure.
The future in-laws thing.
From what it sounded like, yeah.
Yeah. That gets worse as time progresses.
I'm trying to get the cam back up if you're wondering why I'm so silent.
No, I heard you guys.
You want to, like, cut out some dead air and just not talk while you try to get the cam back up and
no,
just cut it out later?
It should be coming up here very, very soon.
Okay. Oh, it's working.
Yeah, I didn't have as much of a problem. Yeah, so we're back. We're back on the cam anyway. For those listening to the show, the podcast, I'm like, what the fuck's all this bullshit in the middle?
Man, and that stinks, man. Because you guys added like the audio, so this is like the only time I would be able to look at the camera without having a recording issue.
But you can't record, yeah.
Well, I can't even turn on my box, so. Not unless I want to hear something cooking. I'd rather do that in the kitchen.
So let's make sure everybody's got the cam feedback, because I want you to tell me what that picture is over there.
Oh, well, you really want me to do that? Have they all been asking about that, really?
They have been asking. What did you bring it for?
Oh, well, I brought it to show it to you.
Well, it kind of failed on me, though.
Oh.
Well, because I've never played the game.
Ah, yeah.
All right, what are you guys talking about?
Tree.
It is a tree.
Good job. That's a great one. You want to hold it closer to the camera so they can see it?
A little bit of explanation first. Every year for my birthday, since we've been together, Becky has painted some sort of video game-related painting for me.
She did the pillars from Nosgoth.
That was the first year, the pillars of Nosgoth. Second year was basically the cover of the U.S. cover of Symphony of the Night, Dracula's Castle, but she added...
Shame on you. I want one of those.
Dude, I wanted... The pillars were great. I really wanted to... If she did... you said she was going to possibly do Ico this year.
I gave her several different things. That was one of the ones.
What were the others?
You know, I don't remember anymore.
Man, if she had done Ico...
Maybe that'll be next year. Because that's one I'm getting more fond of. As you know, every year goes by. Anyway, this year she did the mana tree, and I'll bring it up to the camera here. It probably won't show up very well on the cam, so I'll post a pic on in the forum thread later.
Careful of the cord.
Okay.
It'll switch. Here we go.
Think you can get that in there?
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, it doesn't show very up very well on the cam.
Hang
but
on. Let me
get this. It's weird. You can sort of see it there. Yeah, yeah.
There we go. That's a big brush. There you go.
But yeah, another one to put on the wall.
Man, that's
it's a
cool.
great frame. It's really, really well done. And so, what else did you get for your birthday?
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
We do birthdays pretty small because both of our birthdays are like a week apart, and they're right a month after Christmas.
What
so
do you get? Well, I can't ask you what you're getting here. I guess. Does she listen to the show?
No, she didn't listen to the show.
What are you getting her?
I actually haven't gotten her anything. Her birthday was before mine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And, well, see, the thing was, I was not able to go out and get her anything before her birthday because all this stuff happened and some of her family came down. So we were going to go out and go birthday shopping, like all of us. And went out, and she couldn't find anything she wanted. Nothing.
Paint her a picture.
So I can't paint.
Paint her a picture of Brad.
You can draw.
So I've still got to get her something, but yeah, now I don't know what to get her. Because the thing that I was going to get her, she like, you know, debated over like, and was like, nah, I probably, no. And so like, damn it, now I don't know what to get you. So.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You're getting her married this year. So.
that's kind of like what she said. You know, it's like you already got me a ring.
I found out last Monday. We were out in the parking lot, and they want me to do their wedding.
Oh, cool!
They want me to do the ceremony for their wedding because I am ordained and I have that power.
Yeah,
I have the power to ordain you, or no, to marry you.
To ordain me?
Yeah. I do have the power to ordain you.
Really?
Yeah, I could do that too. Man, the ULC.org, the Universal Life Church, they'll do anything.
Rogue Hunter, we can't get married at PAX because, you know, we actually want our family to be there, and Seattle is a long way from Alabama. You know,
it is.
So. And we can only afford for me to go. We can't even afford to get both of us there. So, no, we can't get married at PAX. Although you're not the first person to mention that.
Yeah, well, I thought about it. I was like, I can get married at PAX. I can do it. I can do the services.
Yeah.
Everybody, first PAX wedding, I believe. Damn, don't you want to be that?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Don't you
want
to be the first couple to get married at PAX? That's fucking... That'd be awesome. Video game... I know you guys are going for something different.
Yeah.
But a video game wedding
Yeah,
like
we're
that?
Actually doing a Renaissance-themed wedding.
Okay. Oh.
Trump family. I'd actually.
Gort says she'll chip in money to get us there.
Wow.
Well, that's righteous, man. Congratulations. How does it feel?
How does it feel?
Yeah.
Great.
To what? Be engaged?
Yeah. I mean, I've been through.
You there? Kevin?
Yeah, sorry. I'm still here.
Oh, what the fuck happened?
My Bluetooth did something stupid.
Yeah, you sound different now.
Yeah, you sound really,
clearer, actually.
Oh, it's better? Okay, well, I'll just keep it like this then.
It sounds a whole lot better. What the fuck? We've been going an hour and 30 minutes, and now you sound
God
great.
Damn it, Huggy!
Modern technology, man. What can I say?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, now that I've already, like, been through a lot of that stuff and jump in the broom, I get to go and ask guys who are about to. Just like the guys who ask me how long I've been married, and I tell them, they're like, oh, man, you don't know anything. So, you know, I've come up on the levels a little bit. You know, it's a bit of a fraternity getting married when you're a dude and stuff, man, you know. Get knocked around a bit by your fellow guys who've already been through it. So I just wanted to know if you're all happy and giddy and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I lived with her for 3 years before actually deciding to do it, so I'm pretty comfortable with the decision.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And well, you lived with James for four, how long?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, man. Like, I don't know, a year?
Felt like a year.
We didn't bother
was only
to get
4 months.
Hit,
well, you're legally married.
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare. Oh, my God. It's like 6'5", 210-pound guy. No. wouldn't be. Actually, you know, that guy's getting fat, man. I saw a picture of that guy the other day. What the heck is up with him? Never thought that would happen.
What, him get fat?
Yeah, man. Like
well, he lives with Dana
ago.
Now. Dana, dude. You know, Dana cooks, and like she like man, chick loves to bake.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She
that's
loves
right.
making some great
man,
cakes.
Now Rogue Hunter has me thinking. He wants to know if the Renaissance Wedding is an alternate steampunk Renaissance.
Hmm.
Shouldn't put ideas into my head like that, man.
Yeah,
what would
really.
I have to wear in that? Like, you already want me to dress up as a friar or something?
Yeah,
what?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you are going to cut your hair like that?
No, it's going to be a goddamn wig or something. It'll be a bald cap is what it's going to be. If that's what it's got to be, it'll be a bald cap. No, I'm not cutting the hair.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, with Friar Tuck. That's exactly.
Or Star Wars Renaissance, probably KOTOR era. Well, she's actually the bigger Star Wars fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're a Trekkie, man.
Me?
Aren't you?
Fuck you. Shut your goddamn hole. I am no such thing.
Well, it's either one or the other, if.
No, it's not.
You know
it's
mean?
Really not.
Really?
No.
Well, how do you break that down? I saw that as freaking magnets, like, you know, like North Pole being SW and the South Pole being Trek, man.
Well,
of course, you know, I got a warped view on stuff, so.
Yeah, I've never been, like, super fond of either one. I, like, have a passing liking for, you know, certain aspects of each one, but I've never been big into either one. The things I got fanatical about were, like, Babylon 5 and Farscape.
I would love to dress as a Wookiee. I know that's out of nowhere for people listening to the podcast. In the chat room, they were talking about the Star Wars Renaissance, and they're like, oh, Scott could be a Wookiee. I'd love to dress up as a Wookiee.
That would be pretty funny.
That'd be great. A Wookiee / Sasquatch. I've always wanted to be Bigfoot.
With a third of Yeti in there. There you go.
Yeah.
And if there'd been more Firefly, I probably would have been just as fanatical about Firefly.
No, I understand. Yeah. I was just giving you shit. Yeah. Because I know that, you know, you weren't really a big SW fan. Dude, I would... There was a time that I would go to the fire for SW, dude. But, yeah. You know, not anymore.
I couldn't really be a Trekkie. Considering, you know, I liked Babylon 5. At that particular time, you either liked Deep Space Nine or Bab 5. I mean, not really, but that's kind of how a lot of the discussion came down on the internets at the time.
Yeah.
So, and I was a B5 guy. Although I did like, of course, Next Generation and what else? No, I guess that was pretty much it. Although I do understand that a lot of the Deep Space Nine stuff that came along later was actually very, very good. Particularly when Robert Hewitt Wolf was writing it. And I did like the first season of Andromeda, which he wrote.
And you like so, Doctor Who now, too.
I love Doctor Who. Man.
Yeah.
I don't really class it in with that other stuff, since it's not... I don't know, it's its own thing. But, yeah, I love Doctor Who.
Okay. Good conversation going on in the chat room. You've sparked a lot of conversation now. So, a thread will be created about this, I'm quite sure. A poll will be made. Choose Straximus Wedding. What's the theme? A Cloverfield theme.
A Cloverfield theme complete with shaky cam wedding photography and most family members die.
Oh. That would be great. There's so many different ways you could go about this.
An Indiana Jones archaeological theme.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is really good. Come on, you dress as Indiana Jones. It'd be great.
Well, dirty face, nice hat.
There's
cool
the man,
whip.
I can't really find anything to not like about dressing like Indiana Jones.
Hard to find, isn't it?
Huh?
You'd had some class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet gun, man. It sounded like, you know, his gun. Nobody's gun sounds like Indy's gun, dude.
He used a revolver, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Uh-oh, somebody posted a link. What's this?
Oh, shit. Did they create one already?
They may have.
It's Agort, so probably. There it is. Yeah. How will Straximus get married? You decide. We laugh.
Dude. Agort is like the fucking epitome of instigation, man.
Agort.
Jesus. So estipated in the chat room.
Oh. Snake pit equals the walk down the aisle. That's great.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Shit. You guys are in theater. You make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, snake pit walk down the aisle. That's not like an allegory or anything, is it?
No.
It's not full of symbolism.
Well, okay, pick... What would it be, then? Would it be, I mean... I'm just trying to think of the different settings that you could do it. I mean, other than maybe, you know, a bunch of crates that you would walk down the aisle of a bunch of crates, kind of like at the end, maybe.
Possibly.
You could do that.
Before he says, before you say I do, the Ark actually opens.
Tiles to get the ring. Her Latin name.
Her Latin name. What is Becky in Latin? Becca. I guess that would what it would be.
That is her name, is Rebecca.
So yeah, yeah, it'd have to be Rebecca.
Her, yeah.
And see, when you kiss her, the ark could open, you know?
No, that's, the ring is kept inside a little ark. So you open the ark, and there's the ring.
And everybody's face melts? Is that what you want?
We're back to all the family members dying again.
And then all the family members die, so we fulfill the Cloverfield wedding right there. So when do you...
Okay, Agort says, fuck that. When he grabs the ring, he has to run to the other end of the aisle before being crushed by the boulder.
No, that's when they kiss. It's like, kiss, and it's like, I now pronounce you man and wife, and then we roll the boulder, and then you've got to go. Then you've got to go. When do you rip out her heart? Mom Cheval. Yeah, I don't know. Like... Again, Temple of Doom, I didn't like as much as the other two.
It was more funny.
I guess you have to theme your divorce after Temple of Doom.
Perfect. Yeah, that's it. Totally.
That's good.
Come on, man. You can see your ex-wife pouring perfume on an elephant.
Temple of Doom would be represented with the reception. Chilled monkey brains. Chilled monkey brains, the cockroach, the eyeball soup.
And the snakes, yeah.
Yeah, the cuts open the snake and all that shit's in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
So on one hand, I get to dress up like Indiana Jones.
You drive off in a...
On the other hand, I have to eat like monkey brains.
You drive off in a motorcycle with a sidecar.
And when you fly to PAX, there'll be a scene with the little red line going.
Dun, 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 nah. Oh, that's great. This is awesome.
Dude, that could totally work, man.
You got to save this show because it's going to have all that in there. That is awesome. Oh, man, what else could you incorporate? Well, we haven't picked anything from the third film.
Yeah, no.
We can. There's other stuff to talk about now, right? Haven't we exhausted the?
No, we gotta keep going. It's great. It's great. Part of the wedding reception, or part of the wedding guests would have to dress as Nazis. You'd have to.
No,
have.
No. The Templar guarding the chalice is who's going to give her away.
Yeah, your best men will be the Templars. They'll be dressed as Templars. The bridesmaid will be dressed as the other indie girls that have come before. You know, like
indie girls.
You know, from shit. Why is it that when I get in front of a microphone, I forget people's names? God damn it! Who was the fucking woman from Doom? I've totally forgotten her name now.
Oh, man, dude, you're supposed to forget her name. Come on, man.
Well, that would be her. From the third film, it'd be the blonde, somebody dressed up, and then she'd have to dress up as Karen Allen for you. Eh, not too much. I know her name was Capshaw, but what the fuck was her name in the It was like, it wasn't Billy, it was,
Her first name was Use, her last name was Les. Come on, man. You know her name.
I do, I'm just trying. Oh, you gotta have short round.
Gotta have what?
You gotta have a short round.
He leads the pallbearers.
That would be your, that'd be your ring bearer, or yeah, your, yeah. Pallbearers?
I think that's what they're called.
No, pallbearers carry a casket to a burial.
Oh, yeah, oh, damn. Wrong situation.
Willie, that was her name. It was Willie. That was her name in Doom. God damn it, what the fuck? It was Willie. So, yeah, short round is the ring bearer. This is great. We've, dude, your wedding's planned.
All right.
Sell her on this.
That's crazy, man.
Sell her on this.
I'll just point her at the podcast and let it do its thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever that thing is.
I'd love to get a cam shot of that.
How'd she thinks of that? I don't know. Who would I be? Who would I dress up as? For doing this.
How about the big German guy that he fought around the bomber?
I think y'all are overthinking this now.
That, or I could dress up as, I could dress up as Sean Connery.
Well, that might work. Yeah, it might work.
I mean, it wouldn't work in the sense that you would think I was Sean Connery.
Oh, no, not at all. Most costumes usually don't, right?
Oh, the guy that rips the heart out? Yeah. Yeah, I could be him. Well, I mean, he was kind of a priest-type person.
Yeah,
so,
he was.
Yeah, he kind of fits the role.
If you call that a priest.
That's great. Can the flower girl shoot poison arrows? This is awesome. So anyway, all right, there's the wedding.
Are we going to have an opening attached to this thing when we send it out?
I wasn't planning on it because it's not such a show or anything, but I mean, why? What do you want to use?
Well, the reason I was asking was because like that bit with the guy calling into Coast to Coast AM as Gordon Freeman was really kick-ass.
No, I want to use that for one of the shows. I want to use that for when we do a broadcast upstairs.
Yeah, so we can like actually talk about it after it happens, yeah.
Yeah.
So look forward to that next week, I guess.
So, yeah.
Speaking of that, did you finish Ep 1, Jerm?
Did I finish... Oh,
Episode 1?
No.
Well, he just got the computer back. It's been in the shitter for a while.
It's like I said, man, I have a hard time spending any time on this thing after I get off work.
Yeah,
unless it's just to browse the web and, you know, dick around. It just seems like serious business when I fire up a game on here.
Yeah.
I can't deal with serious
business.
It's
like I made the
commitment.
I need to pull through and, you know, follow through.
I got to hook up my mouse. I got to find, a level place to set this on. I got to pull out my little... left-hand keyboard thingy, because you can't play on a laptop keyboard, man. WASD on a laptop keyboard ain't happening.
Mm-mm.
So I got to attach all these peripherals, find a decent place to set up where I can game for a little bit. I'm like, man, I want to commit to that. So.
Hey, did you play Fallout?
No. Damn it, man. You're going to make me feel bad now again. Because every time somebody asks me if I played Fallout or anything equally as awesome, and I didn't.
I haven't played Fallout either.
I feel like a terrible... gamer.
I've never played any of the Fallouts, but I was not. See, we were talking about this a little bit. Here is the history of my gaming life, I guess you could say. I owned the NES and a ton of games that came with it. That's about it for that period of time. I owned the NES. And then the Genesis and the Super NES were released. And I bought
the... You had a Commodore.
Oh, yeah, I should go back to that, huh? Damn. That's really going back.
The Commodore.
Okay, I had a Commodore 64, even with the tape deck.
Yeah.
I had a Commodore 64 with the tape deck. So anyway, had a Commodore 64, had a NES, and then moved into Super NES, had a Sega Genesis for just a little bit, not very long. But then I had a Super NES, and all I really played on that was like Mortal Kombat, Donkey Kong Country, NBA Jam, and Mario Paint. And Super Mario World, obviously, but I didn't really follow along, didn't really do much with it. I never owned a PlayStation, I never owned an N64. I bought a PlayStation 2, and then I bought an Xbox, didn't really do much with those, bought a GameCube, and then really got heavy into it. Somewhere in there, a couple years back, I had my PC upgraded so I could play some PC games, And we know how that went. So, I mean, I missed a good bit. I never owned a handheld until I bought a PSP.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was just starting to transition into being a PC gamer when Fallout 2 came out, so I missed it by a very narrow window.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. It, man, well, the reason I was asking is because I didn't know if you were going to play Fallout 3 on your 360 or PC or what. I mean, we're talking like quite a few months from now, Well, I know you're gonna, but
yeah, exactly.
Probably the 360, just because you know, all the stuff I've already said.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like a commitment to sit down and play it.
And you played Oblivion on your
yes, I did
360, right?
I had a big time playing that too.
Yeah, it was a cool game. Cool game, real cool game. Same guys who. Are going to make Fallout 3, and I played one. I beat the crap out of one, and I didn't touch two, so I was, you know, really big on the third one. Two was really more of the same, so. But, yeah, real excited about that. Really digging on that stuff. Both me and Matt looking forward to that coming out, man.
I'm just reading the chat room.
What are they talking? Are they still talking about the wedding?
Well, they said John Williams needs to lead the band.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, obviously. Good luck on hitting that, though.
Yeah.
They're mostly going on about retro stuff now.
Yeah, and then they were talking about retro.
Coleco and Atari. Man, you know...
I didn't own a ColecoVision, but a friend of mine had one. And I played it at her house anytime my parents would drop me off there because they had to go out of town or something. And so, you know, I played that when I was like... I don't know, 8 years old or something like that. I was playing on the ColecoVision over there, maybe even younger than that. And the only game I played over there, the only one I was ever interested in, maybe the only one she owned, I don't remember, was the Smurfs.
Oh.
I was just like, oh my God, it's a cartoon. I'm playing the Smurfs. Because Donkey Kong didn't have a cartoon at the time. Pac-Man didn't have a cartoon at the time. They were originated in the video game world. And here it was, where it was, I think that was probably the first licensed game I played, you know, the first like television licensed game or whatever, something that it was born, something I had seen somewhere else in some other form, and here it is where I had interaction with what I, you know, had seen elsewhere, and that just appealed to me so much.
Yeah,
Smurfs was a good
one. Oh man, I could
too. Man, I played it over at my grandma's house. She got my uncle a Coleco.
Yeah.
And it was the only place I ever played the Coleco, but I remember Smurfs being, of all the games he had, that was by far my favorite game on the machine.
Oh, man, I wanted to play it every time. And I was one of those friends that, or I was one of those kids that didn't really be like, okay, I'm over here now, I want to play your game. It was just like, I would have to throw hints.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what, is your ColecoVision plugged in? You know? Oh, yeah, it's plugged in. Oh, okay, cool. You know, and hope that they would say, you want to play? You know, something like that. Oh, you know, God, I love that.
When you guys talk about your early, like, computer game experiences with your Commodores and your, you know, Apple IIes and your, you know, whatevers, I feel really bad because I really loved my XT and the little games I played on it, but nobody remembers playing games on an old IBM XT fondly except me, apparently.
So oh, I do.
It's hard to get nostalgic about it, but, man, I don't know, I just thought I'd throw that out there since we were... talking about that. But anyway, I don't know. I'm about out of stuff to say. And we've been going on for, what, how long now? 2 hours? Close to it?
We're hitting an hour 50.
Yeah. And with no commercial breaks or anything, that's about a full regular show there.
Sweet, yeah.
We got 4 responses to the House Traximus Will Get Married thread. Okay. Oh, God, he elaborated. Oh, he posted the chat.
He posted the chat?
Yeah.
Well, what are you guys going to be up to this week?
Burnout Paradise for me. I got my Burnout license, which, you know, got to watch the credits of the gameplay. Now I have to earn my Elite license, which is basically do every goddamn thing in the game. Do all the events, you know, earn all the road rules, the best times, and the best showtime stuff in the on every stretch of road. Basically do everything, and then you can get your Elite license. So I'll be working towards that, but, you know, for the most part, I've finished the game.
Oh, sweet. So I don't have to really worry about you getting any more achievements, making it more difficult for me to catch you?
No, I still got to do that. I really do. I still got to do that. I'll be picking up, I can't remember the name of the Xbox Live Arcade game for this week.
Oh, please say it's Bionic Commando.
Oh, no, it's not Bionic Commando. I'll get that as well, dude. Trust me. Did he not post it again? Damn, Bap, get on the ball. I thought he was going to post what the arcade game was this week. It's like puzzle poker or something.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know, it's a puzzle game, but it's got a poker theme to it, and apparently poker, you know, plays into it. So I'm very interested in playing that. So, but yeah, as far as like a game I'm going to play this weekend, I mean, it'll be Burnout Paradise. I really need to get back into some of my PS3 gaming. I need to get back into Heavenly Sword. Well, I need to play Heavenly Sword. I've got it from Gamefly. I need to play Ratchet & Clank and finish that up. So, yeah, I want to do a few of those things. But I don't know that I'll do them this weekend.
About all I plan on playing this week is Rock Band. I don't really have anything else on my plate at the moment.
Yeah, you need something new to play, man.
And there's some stuff I could go back to and finish. I'm just not really motivated to do it.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Because I didn't finish Twilight Princess. I didn't finish Episode 1. I didn't finish COD 4. But I don't know. I'm not motivated to go back and do any of that right now. I just want to waste some time in Rock Band, having some fun in there.
It's called Poker Smash. Sounds
sweet.
Weird. Poker Smash.
So you guys, I think I heard you guys mention that Bionic Commando's got co-op, right?
The updated arcade version will have co-op, yeah. I don't know about the new game that they're releasing, but the one that they're going to release on Xbox Live Arcade, that'll have two-player co-op.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, we got to get into that, man. That's one of my all-time faves right there.
Yeah, what about Devil May Cry? Did you play the demo on that? Have you ever played any of those?
Yeah, I played DMC3 on my PC, you know, one of those Capcom port overs. It was pretty cool. You know, had some style to it and stuff. It got kind of old, kind of quick. You know, so I didn't even get near finishing it. I didn't have any knowledge of the story, so I'm not really invested. But I think I might try 4 out. Because, you know, I mean, it looks pretty cool. It's all right. Pretty fun. You know, just hack and slash kind of stuff. I wish I could play stuff like God of War, man, but don't have that specific console, but I do like that kind of stuff, so I might play it.
God of War is really good. God of War is very good.
What about you, Kevin? What you playing this week?
Yeah.
Oh, man, probably just, you know.
You ain't going to be PC gaming. That'd be his normal answer.
Yeah, really. Normally I'd be playing World War II Online, getting owned, but I'm probably just going to, you know, drive around Hawaii and test drive Unlimited a little bit more, get some more achievements and stuff, you know, race with some guys and that's all I've really been doing, man, you know, trying to cope with the fact that I can't play my computer, and there's nothing new on 360 that I really want to get. I need to look at some stuff that I hadn't played and try to pick those up now that we're in a lull after this holiday.
Well, like what? What would you look at?
I've had thoughts of picking up Mass Effect, but then it would, you know, it would turn into this time warp thing. You know, it would just suck up a little bit too much of my time. I don't think I'd be able to walk away from it the way I could Assassin's Creed, you know, and then come back to it. So I don't know. I've been kind of skeptical about getting into it because once I do, it's pretty much over. I'm going to play it until I beat it. A couple of times I've heard it make sense, you know, for you to beat it a few times, not just one.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I might get that, like, you know, a little bit before Fallout 3 comes out. Just to give me something cool to get into and beat it a couple of times. But when Fallout 3 comes out later on this year, man, I'm probably not going to be playing anything else for a long time.
Well, you'll definitely be into R6 Vegas 2.
Yeah, yeah.
You going to pick up the sequel to Condemned?
I don't know, man. I didn't finish the first one. Games that scare me, dude. I got a problem playing them, you know. After a while, it's just, all right, nope, can't take it. Heart rate's too high. Sweating too much. Perhaps too scared. Man, that game does a real good job of scaring you, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it does. It does a very good job.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping they pull it off with the sequel.
Well, I'm real curious about the multiplayer, but then again, I look at it the same way that I look at the multiplayer for Darkness, which was just you know.
Darkness,
I mean,
had multiplayer?
Exactly. Exactly. Cool game, but eh. No MP. I don't know. I need to get into something, though, because I don't know. I just keep driving around the city. I don't want to wear that out until I really need to play something else and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, that's about it.
Cool. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up. Did anybody post anything? I asked in the chat room if anybody had anything that they wanted us to talk about before we go.
Yeah, Agart posted a link, but there's not really much there that I can comment on. Other than in the article, it mentions that we're not far off from the unveiling of Sony's ICO sequel.
Did you see the screenshot we talked about? Did you ever get a chance to see it?
Well, that's right. No, because I'm not ready to buy a PS3 yet, man.
Yeah, you got a wedding to go to. You got PAX to go to.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't even have an HDTV yet, man.
And you got an HDTV to buy.
How can I play a successor to an ICO or Shadows of the Colossus title and not play that shit on an HD set?
Okay, this... It talks about... What is this? Oh, it's just a bunch of rumors. Okay, it's rumors. He sent us a link to rumors, which we could probably spend another 2 hours talking about. Dead Rising 2...
Really?
A rumor for that.
Is that...
That was a punishing game.
Not Capcom.
Capcom isn't developing it, but it is apparently in development.
DR2 is in development? Is that what I heard?
That's what it seems like. That's what it says.
That's the rumor. And it wouldn't be the first time Capcom, you know, pushed one of their properties off onto another developer to do for them.
No.
I mean, they did it with, you know, great success with Resident Evil Code Veronica.
Yeah.
That God of War Chains of Olympus may head from PSP to PS2.
That'd be good. I played the demo of that on my PSP. And
something about a motion controller for the PS2 maybe coming soon or right. Whatever. Yeah, rumor
the
stuff.
That new but retro Twisted Metal comes out this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Twisted Metal, the head-on thing, which got, like, a ton of stuff in it. But it's another Twisted Metal game for PS2.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Wow.
I like Twisted Metal.
Yeah, I had a blast on the PS1 version. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Gears of War 2 will be in the new issue of the Game Informer, I think, or something? Game Pro. Game Pro will have the Gears of War 2 on its cover, apparently. So, I don't know when that's due.
Man, I get really sad about Gears of War sometimes. Because,
really?
Yeah. Because it's, it was, you know, they ported it to the PC, and Epic is one of the few studios that actually do make a real effort to port all their stuff over to Linux.
Mm-hmm.
And they've ported Gears of War to the Mac, which means Linux is like a baby step away, but because Microsoft's the publisher... They asked Microsoft, basically, would you like us to just go ahead and do this for you? And they're like, no, we're not even remotely interested in that. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, I get
business getting in the way of your games.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap things up. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Rogue Hunter, The Roadhead, Tripred, Mal Reynolds, Straximus, Praying for Rain, 7... User 494, Restless Avenger, JDUB2009, Klunka is in there, Agent Fox, Disgustipated Agort, and Wired Insanity, along with Thumper and Mr. Bibbs. Thanks everybody for joining us in the chat room. It's a strange show. Although I think it came out pretty good.
I did too.
Yeah. So, you know, Kevin, you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just kind of fades every now and again. But yeah, so thank you, Kevin, for joining us on the show.
Anytime, guys.
You know, no one has to go without for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And, well, you know, what with next week? See, he doesn't have a way to record next week's show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll figure out a way.
You know, I mean, we've got that backup, but that backup will take it a lot longer to get posted on.
Ah.
Because... I'll have to go in there and first grab the thing from the server, which will take a while for it to transfer onto the hard drive that's in there. Then put that on whatever, and then edit it down and everything else. So it might take a little bit longer if we have to do that. Didn't you have a backup? Didn't you have a way of recording?
I never
initiated it, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so I hope Kevin can record the show next week. But
I will figure out something, guys.
Just use that industrial rubber band.
Yes, that might be what I'm going to do.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly. What are we going to call this week's show? Well, we already called it, The No Show.
The No Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Well, half
okay,
the people no-showed, so.
Yeah, it's The No Show.
It's a double meaning.
Yeah, really. Like that's it. Well, because I wanted to call it that because I thought, well, shit, the show almost didn't happen.
Yeah.
And for the fact that, you know, two of the guys that are normally on the show aren't here. So,
yep.
That's why.
I know a lot of people listen particularly to hear James rant and rave, so hopefully you enjoyed this episode.
James has got some fans out there.
Yeah, he does.
He really does. He should show up more so he can appease those fans.
It'll just make it all the more exciting for them when he returns next week, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming he returns next week.
Well, he was sick when we had Charlie Duke on. And
now he's got to work tonight for some
special
thing.
And then he had to work tonight. So, you know, we're hoping to have him back. Dennis will be back next week, I feel certain.
Yeah.
He rarely misses an episode.
He also rarely talks.
He also rarely talks. So having him here, not having him here, it's, you know, you might as well think he's sitting right there.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would have talked. He would have told us new developments in Brawl.
Yeah,
you know he follows Brawl.
Man, I've shut off the Brawl incoming.
Did you see all the leaks of those?
No.
Okay,
no, I didn't.
So we shouldn't tell you the characters that are in there.
No,
well, you shouldn't watch the chat room because I'm sure somebody's going to do it now.
That's okay, yeah, not watching it. Especially, you know, I know Disgustipated's in there and a few others who take great glee in you know, tormenting others.
Well. Yeah. You're not watching it, are you?
I'm not watching, no. I have averted my gaze.
No, not yet. Egort says that you'll be happy.
I will be happy?
Yeah, he says you'll be happy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So
that's a scary thought coming from Egort. Really is.
I don't know if you heard that or not, but that's funny. So, yeah, anyway, that's it for the show. Once again... Thanks. Kiss my ass, Hoggy. That's what Agord says. And he forgot one of your G's.
Aw. Don't call me Haggy. I used to fly online with a British guy who called me Haggy.
Is this the same guy that named Fishbang?
No, dude. Oh, man. Well, it could be, but I really doubt it is.
Was it the same game?
No. No, totally different. I dragged James's ass into some weird-ass MMO that no one ever plays. And I don't know. I guess we ran into some pretty weird cats that didn't know how to spell flashbang. So, you know.
So what? They kept spelling it fishbang over and over again?
Yes. He was like, it's
flashbang. Yeah.
Okay, fishbang.
Yeah.
You know. So.
I'm your mother. Okay, lady.
Yeah.
I hope anybody gets that reference. I don't know. I don't know if I should be throwing out, well, Animaniac references.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
All right.
Let's wrap this up. Thanks again for everyone listening. Thanks again. Somebody got it. Thanks again for Kevin for being on the show. You should do this more often, man.
Oh, yeah, I will.
We're more than happy to call you in. I'd really like, you know, we haven't had you on the show when everybody's in here. We had you on once when James couldn't be on the after show, and now we have you on again when James and Dennis aren't here. So, yeah, we need you on again when it's a full thing. So,
yeah, I'm his darker, shorter shadow. So, you know, that's why we're never in the same place at the same time.
Oh, gotcha. All right, cool. All right, man. We'll talk to you later. We'll talk to everybody else later, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Evil Avatar Radio. Bye.
All right. See you guys.